Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Soul Sisters Show, and today we have a special show with Worldwide Psychic Special here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network, and it is the 26th of July, and we are joined here by psychics Sue Broom from Tucson, Arizona, and Debbie Zita Anstead from Mesa, Arizona. So this will be a really great show. Call in and join us, ask questions live on air or get a mini reading or ask anything that you have on your mind. You can call in at 714-816-4628, 714-816-4628. International callers dial +1 714-816-4628. And get ready, because we have a lot of calls today, so get your spot early. We are the show that discuss the Akashic Records, soul realignment, other healing modalities, and psychic topics in general. And I'm Anne, coming to you live from Rhodes in Greece, and we have a really nice afternoon evening. It's quite hot here. I think it's 32 degrees Celsius today. So I don't know about you guys in Arizona. I think you have a hotter climate. Again, call in and join us at 714-816-4628. And remember to press 1 on your keypad so you'll be placed in queue. And then we know that you want to speak with us, and we can put you on to the show. You can listen live and text chat with us all in one place. Go to our chat room at psychictalk.net/live, where you can send us messages and chat with each other and even ask for a mini reading. psychictalk.net/live. Let me bring on my co-host for Soul Sisters today. It's Sue, all the way from Arizona. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Christy.
How are you?
I'm absolutely great, just as long as I don't go outside. It is crazy here. Oh, my God. And the girls, I'm sure when we bring them on, can attest to this. Yes, yes. Just this morning when I woke up, it was, I think, 107 when I stepped outside. And I'm like, okay, I'm not staying out here. We've been hitting in some areas of the 120 degrees. So that's I know in the south part of the state, I think in Yuma they hit 120 yesterday. So yeah, it's pretty hot for us. Other than that, we're doing good. We're very excited to have on our guest. And Sissy, I think we should explain a little bit the premise of Worldwide Psychic. Just
absolutely.
Maybe give a little information about where that's coming from.
Absolutely. Do you want to go ahead?
Well, I was going to ask you if you wanted to kind of... It was something we both collaborated on. It was your idea, and we both collaborated on it.
Yes, actually it was your idea too, because we have been... One time, I think, on a Worldwide Psychic show, on another forum, so to say, and it was really nice. And it's a great idea, and it's fun to collect a lot of people. So that's how our idea was born. So now today we are thrilled to have Sue Broom and Debbie Zita Almstead. I'm so sorry, I was moving along here. So that's why I'm having my breath.
Okay, relax for a second. I'll finish up. The Worldwide Psychic is a forum Ann and I both developed to gather as many psychics from around the world. And the premise for this idea was for us to gather psychics who might be interested in coming on the air and sharing time with us. We thought that we would do every so many months, gather a group that different cultures and aspects of those who practice what we practice. And we thought it would be a great idea. It was just a little ironic that we were able to grab two very prominent psychics and healers in their own right. Debbie Z is the creator and owner of the Blue Angelic Simple. She's an artist and an energy worker. She creates beautiful jewelry, and she does henna tattoos, which are absolutely, I've seen the images that she'll post when she does these. They are amazing. They're absolutely beautiful. I know I need to meet up with her and get one done. Anyways, Debbie also is an author. She has two books out, one in 2007, The Power of the Angelic Symbol, 2016, Illuminated Prayers and the Zabu Meditation. She's also the creator of the Zabu Affirmation and Oracle Deck. And also you can catch Debbie on YouTube, go over to YouTube, Debbie B. Olmstead. And I'm sure when we talk to both Debbie and Sue, they will be more than willing to give out their information. Sue.
Absolutely. I just want to give a hint that I put up some info in the chat room on psychictalk.net/live. So all that you are mentioning now about Debbie and Sue, it's up there. So you can read it, guys, if you listen.
Sue is an intuitive soul healer, and she's the host of her own radio show, Angelic Talk with Sue, on the International Angels Network. And she's also an author, Signs from Your Loved Ones. And Sue also has her own YouTube channel as well, Sue Broom. So, if you go over to YouTube, you can find both the girls over there and watch their videos. They have a lot of powerful stuff there, and I absolutely love both of them. They're just darling. And on that note, Sissy, do we have any questions from anyone in the room?
I just thought that we could just very shortly resume what we had last week for a minute. And we have actually no question, but we have a comment, and I come to that as soon as you finished.
Okay. Yeah, last week was just a short rundown. We did open lines forum, and that's always fabulous when we have open lines because we get callers from all around, not just here in the States, but one of our favorite callers, Sonia in France. She's always calling me. So, hi, Sonia. I'm sure you're out there listening. It was open live. So, of course, all the audience members were the ones creating the topic. And we were doing readings for our callers and our listeners, as well as those who message in the message board on psychictalk.net. And then, of course, we are the Soul Sisters show, and the premise of the show is the Akashic Records and Soul Realignment, and those are the readings Anne and I do for clients who get a hold of us either through the website on Psychic Talk Net /soulsisters. And, of course, you can also get a hold of us individually, psychictalknet /Sue or /Ann. And if you'd like to request a reading, a soul realign reading, get a hold of us after the show. That would be great. The number for the show, just really quick, is 714-816-4628. International callers, so forget +1. And then if you're interested in getting into the queue or getting into the green room, as we call it, just press 1, and you'll be in the room.
Okay, so I have a comment here, and this is a comment for Debbie. And Sonia is saying, I just checked the jewels of Mrs. Debbie, and it's so pretty. So that looks really nice.
Yeah, that's on her, and my apologies, on her Etsy site. She has, I know you can locate it through her Facebook as well. But
We have two questions. Do you want us to continue with them and then we go to talk about our guests? Because I want our guests to be able to present themselves as well. Okay. So guys, if you're listening here, we have a question from Sonia. Can you tell me if you can connect with Mrs. Carmen? Do you feel anything about that?
You know what? I'm going to say I'm going to have to get back to her on that. I'll do a little bit of automatic writing. In the meantime, was there any other questions?
There is one more question, and I think we can. Okay. I'd like to ask what you see about my job, please. It's stressful and demanding. My boss, Kehinde, I don't know if I spell it right, is mean to me. Do you see me there for a long time, please? Thanks.
Personally, I see, just going to do a little writing, I actually see it's about choice. And so right now she's making the choice to be there.
Yeah.
And when she really puts in that effort and makes that decision to say, okay, enough, I'm going to leave, that's when she's going to leave. I honestly see a fall time. So around fall coming into winter, like the leaves are falling off the trees, I believe that's when she's probably going to either start to get some answers, because I think she'll start looking before then. But you'll get answers around fall time.
Yeah. I'm just going to say something very short, what I got. It is somehow a matter of motivation. So, Lil Fairy, if you listen to this, please find something that's motivating you and that will get you into a higher vibration, because I think that your energies are going to ease up, if that makes sense to you. So do something where you can have fun and be very peaceful and calm and have a nice time, just to raise your vibrations so that slowly you can take yourself out of there. That's what I'm getting. So I'm so excited. I want to keep on. Thank you, everybody, for asking questions. And so, welcome to our psychics, Sue Broom and Debbie Zeta Armstead. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Do you want to start, Debbie?
I'd be happy to start. I'm delighted to be on the show today. I get to talk about Zebu angelic symbols, which is my passion. And this is all about angelic symbols that I channeled back in 2002. And I did those through automatic writing. I wanted to do automatic writing so badly, and I tried too hard and got my own way. And then when I finally said, okay, I give up, that's when everything flowed. And I wrote pages and pages of these beautiful, exquisite symbols. And I was subsequently visited by an angel who explained to me that the symbols were called Zibu, which is spelled Z-I-B-U, and that they're angelic healing symbols. And I'm a jeweler, and I was a jeweler even back in 2002. And I was asked by the angel to create the symbols in jewelry form out of wire, specifically silver, and that would be my voice to share this message with mankind. And I thought that was just a beautiful message to receive. And then I would go into my art studio. I got all my supplies out, and I could feel the angel's presence. I always, wow, always pray before I come into my studio. This truly is my sacred space. I'm very careful about what music I play. It's all high vibration. I don't let other people in my studio because I don't want them bringing any extra energy in here. And I pray at my table, not to the angels, I pray to spirit or God and say, please bless me, please bless my materials, please hold my hands as I create these pieces. And when I do that, every single time the pieces almost create themselves. And wow, it's just magic. So that's basically what I do. I can tell you more about that as we go on, but that's the basis of everything that I do, are these beautiful symbols.
Have you written any books? I think you mentioned that you did write some books or publications.
I did. In 2002 is when the symbols came to me. And I followed my guidance, and I started creating jewelry, and I started noticing these fantastic responses from people. Initially, I would hand custom-made pieces to people, and I would put them in their hands, and people would start to cry, or they'd feel very emotional. My first couple times that happened, I thought, oh, my goodness, what have I done wrong? And then it came to me that this was touching people's hearts and souls. So there really was something really special to this. So over a 5-year period of time, I got so many responses and experienced so many magnificent stories that I felt I needed to put them on paper and create a book to share the symbols, share the channeled messages about them, but also share these amazing stories that my clients had told me about. So that is what's in that first book, and that has all the information about how it started, how the angel visited me. It's got 88 symbols in it. They're beautifully drawn, and some guidance on some ways to use that to connect with your own angels.
Oh, that's very exciting. It's very exciting. And I know that you do henna tattoo as well. You use symbols while you do it?
Yes, I do. And it's too bad that this is audio rather than a video, because I have a beautiful henna tattoo on my arm right now. It's a beautiful way to combine the symbols, doing some energy work, and creating something beautiful that my clients can wear for like a week to 2 weeks. And it varies from person to person, but henna paste is made from the henna plant that's been dried and reconstituted. And I start by doing some energy work, and I'm guided as to which symbol to use and which energy is needed by my client. So I'm guided on every step of the way. So I start with the symbol, and then I'm guided on how to embellish it. So I never know what it's going to look like until I'm done.
Wow. That's a great way. Yes, it's a great way to help someone and bring them certain energies, right, with symbols.
It is. They get to have it on their skin for a week
yes.
to 2 weeks, but that energy, even, I mean, as the image fades, that energy is still there. So they get a visual cue, a visual reminder of what the energy is, and then as it fades, that energy is still there. So it's a beautiful gift that continues.
Wow. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Debbie. We come back to you. I'm going to ask something to Sue. Hi, Sue. Sue Broom.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thank you for coming. We're so excited to have both of you. We are beyond honored, actually.
Well, and before I even say anything about me, I feel like this is a message that I have to give to somebody, because as I came into a different room than when I started because of the washer, so I'm not where I thought
okay.
I was going to be. But while Debbie started talking, a hummingbird hit the window, which I've never had that happen here. And I see them buzzing around in the morning, but that's about it. Hit the window, and he is sitting on a branch outside this window.
Ooh.
Almost like he's I feel like he's recuperating or gaining strength in some way. But I also feel like he's a message for somebody, because I know hummingbirds are messages from the other side for a lot of people. So I feel like I'm
yes.
supposed to tell that to somebody, because he's been sitting on a branch still since Debbie started talking. So I wanted to share that.
Wow.
Can I interrupt
awesome.
For just a moment?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just have to say that my mom is on the other side, and the hummingbird is associated with her, and I feel like it's her mm. presence being made known.
Perfect. Wow.
And I got
wow,
chills.
Wow.
As soon as you said that, I got chills. So that's perfect, because it's still sitting there.
Yeah.
And you usually don't
yeah.
see them sitting on branches.
Right.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
They're,
yeah.
They're usually very quick, too. You know, they'll come in, and
mm-hmm.
very rarely will you see them, you know, hover near you. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's definitely a sign. I have no doubt about that. So, Sue,
yeah.
Could you give our audience just a little bit of a description about yourself and how you walked into this modality, this field?
Absolutely. So I've been on the spiritual path for many years, and I have been doing healing work, energy work, whatever language you want to put on it, for about a decade now, I guess. And I keep adding, you know, different things come in, and different energies that I've been working with come in. So every session that I do is very unique to the individual with whatever they have going on, as well as when I do readings or if I do a channel writing for someone, there's healing energy that goes along with that. It's really infused in everything that I do. Oh, and the hummingbird just flew off. So, and it's really infused in everything that I do. And one of my latest endeavors has been, I have an online class that is free. I posted it on the Psychic Talk Radio event.
Mm.
I put it on there. But this is perfect for what Debbie was talking about, and even Sonia that had the question. I would encourage you to go out. It's sue-broom.teachable.com. And it's a free mini course, and the reason I'm bringing it up right now is because it was inspired by my mom. It's the start of, there's another class that I'm working with, which was totally, mom told me I needed to do it. She gave me the agenda, which has I've tweaked it, but really haven't changed anything. And the memories shared with your loved ones, that class that's out there right now has a couple of beautiful meditations that really help people reconnect and remember the love that they share with their loved ones. So
that's
my newest endeavor. It's really, when I did the meditation, after I had recorded it, which the meditations I do, they're always channeled, but even when I went back and listened to it, I was in tears. So I feel that it's very powerful and very healing for so many people that are grieving for the loss of their loved ones. So
yes.
I also, you know, as you said, I have Angel Talk with Sue on Wednesdays with International Angels Network, which I absolutely love doing because it's another way of me to share about angels and to share the love and to share the healing through the airwaves, as well as Facebook Live, which I have a lot of fun doing on Sunday mornings. And that also, that's a way that, in fact, I always pull one of Debbie's cards, and I was sharing with her this week that I hold it up to the screen so everybody that is watching, whether they're watching live or on replay, can draw the symbol. So we're all drawing it together, and we can just feel the surge of energy coming through the waves of the computer. And then it carries on and continues and expands because of the replays. So I love that. So thank you, Debbie.
Yeah, it is. They are absolutely powerful symbols, Sue. I mean, I always try on Sundays, as you know, to catch your show. And I would definitely recommend everyone, when Sue gives out the information just about her her site and where you can go to find her, and honestly, you can just put her name up in the search area on Facebook. And there's an area where when you go to Sue's page, you can request for a reminder just before the show's coming on, which I love. My little reminder comes up and reminds me you're coming on soon. So I'm always in the audience watching Sue, and she's got fabulous people who come into the room from all over the world. And I would highly recommend you go over and check out her information. Sue, would you like to pass on some of the sites and information that you're connected to?
Sure. Sure. My business name is Empowerment for You. So it's Empowerment and the number 4, You, and that's what my business Facebook page is. You can also find me, Sue was saying, it's Sue Broom. You can always find me that way. I do have a Facebook group called Angel Talk with Sue. And that you do have to, there's a couple of questions, which I do appreciate when people answer the questions in order to get into the group, and then I approve. But that's a way for people to make sure that, to know they can see what's going on with me. But it's also, I've been doing my best to get out there and do little quick videos for people only in that group. So that doesn't go out to my personal page and it doesn't go out anywhere else. So my website, empowermentforyou.com, or my name, subroom.com, gets to the same place. So.
Well, very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Debbie, real quick, would you like to give out any information as well?
As far as how to contact me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. My website is www.zibuangelicsymbols.com, and Zibu is spelled Z-I-B-U. And I have, that's the same for my email address, which is zibuangelicsymbols@gmail.com. So I've tried to keep it consistent and so that the same phrase is used on everything. I'm on Instagram and Facebook, and that's also Zibu Angelic Symbols. I post very, very regularly on Facebook. That's probably where the most of my information is. And right now I'm posting a one card a day from my 88 card affirmation deck. So every day I've been posting an image of one card along with the affirmation, along with an inspirational message. So that's been my project. But most of my information will be on Facebook. I post my upcoming events, new products. I also do a newsletter, and I always ask permission before I send that to people. So you just need to send me an email saying, sign me up, and I'll include you in the Zeebo community, and you will receive a monthly newsletter. And I share inspirational stories and anything I'm inspired to share. But it's always uplifting. It's always positive. And that's what the whole focus is on being positive and uplifting.
Very nice. Very nice. And again, you know, when we come towards the end of the show, which is a little bit from now, we'll ask you to give out the information one more time so everyone gets the chance to write it down if they didn't do this time around. And,
I also put it up all again one more time in the chat room. So it's all there. Yeah.
Oh, very good. So, what do you say we take a call? Are you ladies ready?
Yes.
Yep, you bet.
Very good. Okay, let me see. I'll take a look over at the board and see who's up first. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Nancy from Tulsa.
Hi, Nancy from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Is that where?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, very nice. Nice to have you on.
Well, thanks.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm just wondering if there are any messages regarding me finding work.
You finding work. Well, Debbie, I know, will just pull a card because she just follows her heart and pulls not specifically for questions. So Deb will give you basically give you what the angels are inspiring her to tell you. And then Sue, if I don't know if you're ready yet, Sue, I'm trying to give you guys some time. Sue will be pulling as well, and then we'll go on to Anne and myself. So, who's ready out there, ladies?
This is me, Debbie.
I'm ready.
I have something that's coming through.
Oh, nice.
Okay, Debbie, you go first.
Okay. I have my deck of cards here, and hi, Nancy. I'm happy to have you on the phone with us. I was shuffling my deck. I've got my deck of Zeebo affirmation cards, and the card that popped up, and I saw it in my mind's eye as well, was the symbol for patience. It's a beautiful, very simple symbol, but I just kept seeing you like tapping your finger or tapping your toes, like, when is this going to happen? When is this going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
And what I kept hearing was patience, like, patience, dear one. Stop and take a breath. You're probably thinking, I've already been using my patience. I'm running out of patience. But I get the sense that something is just beyond your reach and that it's coming, but it's not coming as quickly as you want it to. And so I'm getting the sense that they would like you to take a deep breath and settle in and know that it's in divine right order and that will come to you when the timing is right. And there's an affirmation on the card, and it says, I am in the present moment, and I allow events to unfold in divine right timing. So it's a reminder about being in the present moment, and part of that is about taking a deep breath and settling in and allowing things to unfold rather than trying to force them to happen.
Okay.
All right. So that's what I get for you.
Okay.
Thank you, Deb.
Okay.
Sue, are you ready?
Yep. Hi, Nancy. This is Sue. And it's perfect card for, well, it's not a perfect card to get. Trust me. I used to do angel card parties, and one of the cards that we still joke about years later is the patience card. But the deck I'm using is, it's from Melissa Corder, and that's called Nudges from Spirit. And I know they play very well with Debbie's deck. And today is no mistake. The card that I pulled for you is Release the Past and Be Here Now. And I'm getting major chills. And one of the things when I start getting in worry mode, because we're human, you know, that's one of the things we do, is I call on Archangel Michael and I ask him, you know, it's like I imagine myself handing him something. It's like, you deal with this because I'm done. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to worry about it. I'm done dealing with it. You take care of it. And make sure and really breathe in. So you're paying attention to the breath even coming into your body and what does it feel like, and that will bring you back right to this present moment, not worrying about what is tomorrow. And it's a perfect message because, you know what, Nancy, I got the same message from somebody else 2 days ago.
Oh.
Wow.
Yes. So that's what I got for you.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Nancy, and thank you, ladies. No, I jump.
That's okay. Well, go ahead, Sissy. Do you have something?
Yeah, no. I was just thinking, before we take the next call, I'm going to do some quick announcements. I'm talking very fast, so I'll be very nice. It's the bottom of the hour, and I have some things to tell you. You can find out all about the amazing episodes of Psychic Talk Radio shows on Psychic Talk Radio coming up this week at psychictalk.net/upcoming. And we have a relaxed schedule for July and August. But we still have a lot of shows going on. So if you want to stay updated, you can search for our shows at psychictalk.net/upcoming or psychictalk.net/summer. So that will keep you updated on our shows because we have a lot of shows every week. It's not every day, but it's a lot of shows. We will return to a full schedule in September, and that's in a month, so to say. We have Soul Sisters show, our show with us, Sue and Anne. We'll take a short summer break, and it's only 2 weeks. So we will really miss you, all of you. And next episode with Soul Sisters show is on Thursday, August 16th. And we will talk about drama, creating an emotional connection and attachment to negativity. How can you understand the patterns of drama in your life? And this is part two. So if you didn't have the chance to listen in to part one, you can go to psychictalk.net/soulsisters and you scroll down to the show that we had on the 12th of July. That's really interesting because it's a very nice topic and it's kind of intriguing sometimes. Next upcoming show here on Psychic Talk Radio is this Sunday, July 29th. It's Animal Whispers, Messages from the Animal Kingdom. That's exciting. And on this episode of Caressing Your Soul with host Natalie Anderson, she will discuss Animal Whispers, Messages from the Animals, and Natalie is an animal communicator as well as a psychic medium for people. So be sure to bring on your pets and call in for a reading. She'll be on this coming Sunday, July 29th, 10 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. London time. You don't want to miss that one. Again, keep yourself updated on our summer schedule. We have many shows coming up. You go to psychictalk.net/upcoming or psychictalk.net/summer. And if you haven't called in yet, call in now. 714-816-4628. 714-816-4628. And international callers dial +1 before the number. So, are we ready to go back to some callers? What are you ladies saying?
Sissy, did you want to do, Nancy, I know you had to do the show, the show announcement. Did you want to still take Nancy? I'll bring her back on.
Okay. I think I jumped, not because I think I have basically the same, I would say the same thing as Debbie and Sue.
Okay.
So I think we have so many callers, so I think we bring on some callers. With lots of respect, Nancy.
All right, Nancy.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Talk to you another time, Nancy. Thank you.
Okay,
thank
that's
fine. Yeah. Bye now. Bye. Okay, let's see who's next. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Selson and I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
Can you say your name one more time, honey? I didn't hear that.
Selson, F-I-L-S-A-N.
So fun. Did I say that right?
So,
nice to have you on. What can we do for you?
I wanted to know if there is anyone, like my grandfather passed away, you know, he has any messages.
Well, let me see. I've got something right now as I'm shuffling away. I just got something that fell out for you, actually. Before I hand it over to Sue or Deb, it looks like that you're getting a message that says we're assisting you in helping to import people into your life, use love. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but that was the message card that fell out. Were you, was this from a grandparent, did you say? I'm sorry, it was hard to hear you.
Yes.
You are being assisted. They are helping, or specifically a grandparent. One grandparent is helping you. And they advise you use love in this situation. So, let me see. Sue, are you ready?
Yeah, and I'm not going to pull a card for Silson. Welcome to the show, Silson. I really appreciate that you're calling in with this question. And, you know, what I would encourage, and this is really for everybody, because I do get so many signs from my people on the other side. And even like at the beginning of the show, I don't know if you heard about the hummingbird, but if you didn't listen to the replay and hear the story on the hummingbird, but it's really being open to receiving and asking your grandfather to send you messages and sitting down and sitting with him and feeling the love that he has, almost like if you can imagine yourself sitting on a bench and sitting next to your grandfather and inviting him into that space with you so you can feel his energy and he can feel yours and you can feel the love from each other, and then ask him to show you signs and then really be open. And just like the last caller with Nancy, being in the present moment, because when you're in the present moment, you can notice the signs that you're seeing along the way, whether it's something that he appreciated. Like my grandpa was, Grandpa Broom, he worked in a workshop that, you know, there was this tiny, tiny, tiny little path that you could get back because he had so much stuff in it. And when you're in a place that reminds you of that or smells like that or that there's any kind of memories related to him, thank him for the message because it is his way of connecting with you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So that's what I did because I feel like they are – I feel like, thank you. I feel like our loved ones are, they're right here. They are like, I feel, and I'm getting such chills when I say that, it's like they're right here. We just have to stop our busy lives, ask them to come in, and then acknowledge them when there's even an inkling. So.
Right.
There you go.
Yes.
Right.
Right. Debbie, what'd you get, honey? Thank you, Sue.
You're welcome.
That was a beautiful message, and I was getting chills as you were saying that. Solson, thank you so much for calling in today, and I'm delighted that I get to bring to you part of the message. Everything that I saw and felt was consistent with what the others have said, but I get a visual, and the symbol for unconditional love popped up huge. It's a beautiful, absolutely beautiful symbol. They all are, but this one looks like a heart. There's two lines through it and three dots off to the side. And I'm seeing a pale pink color, and the pale pink has to do with unconditional love. And it is, see, it's like a column of pale pink light that is next to you. And that, to me, represents your grandfather and that he is, his presence is right next to you. At those times that you feel like you're alone and you may feel sad that he's not with you, this is a beautiful, beautiful reminder that he is with you. He is right next to you. And it's this beautiful, beautiful column, and that's the reminder. It's this pale pink color like rose quartz. I have a lot of rose quartz hearts in my home, and I like looking at those because it reminds me that my loved ones that I can't see truly are with me. And the affirmation that's at the bottom of this beautiful card is, I embody unconditional love as it parallels divine love. So that's what those parallel lines or that equal sign is that goes across the heart, that unconditional love parallels divine love. It's a beautiful message and a beautiful image and a lovely reminder that you're not alone, that your grandfather is with you and will continue to be with you. I get that he's not going to interfere with your life, but he's making his presence known and in a comforting way. So that's what I'm picking up, and I'm happy to be able to bring that through for you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you, both of you. That was beautiful messages. Beautiful. And thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, Sissy, we have a question in the chat room. Can we pop that in?
Sure.
Shorty. So, relaxed citizen guests are asking, can I please ask about connecting with a love life mate? Thank you. And the person is listening in, is there any one of you ladies who have any messages about connecting with a love life mate?
I pulled a card. This is Sue. I pulled a card. And really what I got was face your fears. And what it feels like to me with relaxed citizen is they're holding on to parts of past relationships and the parts that didn't work and the things that, you know, they want a relationship, they want to move forward. However, there's just these little things, but I don't want them to be like that, and I don't want them to do like this person did, and I don't want them to be like that. And I feel like the facing your fears, there's a couple things. I would call in, I used Archangel Michael before, I would call in Archangel Michael to ask him to clear past relationships. And I would ask him to not only clear the energy of them, clear if there's any cords that need to be cut, to clear that away, but also to retain the lesson and retain and pull forward what it is that you want in a relationship. So if there's something that comes to you that, oh, I want this and I don't want that, well, when you say I don't want that, think of the positive of that and put that energy into what it is that you do want in a relationship, and focus on all of the things that you want, not just, you know, the material things, but the what do you want the relationship to feel like? How do you want to be treated? What are all of those things? And those are what you want to focus on and put into what you're looking for. So there you go.
Very good.
Thank you, Relax Citizen.
Yes, and Relax Citizens are listening. Thank you very much. So thank you. Thank you, Sue. And thank you, Relax Citizen.
You're welcome.
So okay, we're going to the next caller, Sissy?
Yeah, let's see. He's still waiting. Okay, here we go, Sissy. Hello, caller. What's your
Hi,
name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Dejan, and I'm calling from Texas.
Oh, Texas. Very nice. Nice to have you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So what can we do for you? How can we help you?
I just wanted to know, when do you see me meeting a special person? Her name is Chloe. I just wanted to know, when do you see meeting her or meeting up in person with her?
Okay. Ladies, any one of you who has anything?
Well, I actually do, if you don't mind. Just really quick, there's something here that maybe you need to free yourself of, some control of your own life. I don't know. It's not really answering the question you asked, but it was strong. It came out pretty quick. So I don't know. Does that make sense?
Right now, I'm in college. I'm on my last year of college, so I guess that might have something to do with that.
Yeah, it came up really fast for you when I was asking, and I know it really doesn't quite answer that particular question with the female you're talking about, but it really feels like it's something that you need to grab onto and put your stamp on it. And you take control of it rather than it controlling you. That's kind of what I'm getting. So is anybody else ready? Thank you. Thank you, love. I appreciate that. And hope that helps. Maybe I'll figure it out a little bit later.
Okay. I actually have something, if you're still listening.
Yes.
It's like a confirmation about what Sue just said to you. I feel like you have this desire to be with this person, but there's an issue within you. It's something that is making wanting attention for healing from the past, and I feel it has to do with relationships and how you have been treated a little bit. So I feel that if you, instead of putting your attention on how things have been in the past, to try to heal it is trying to see how you want it to be in the future. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but it feels like there's a bit of fear involved And I feel it has a connection to the last caller with which Sue Broom was answering about not focusing too much on what has been, because you will not heal something by paying a lot of attention to it. You will notice it, but you will try to put your focus in your heart and how you want things to be. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. It does.
It does. Okay. So I feel that there is absolutely a possibility for it, but you need to heal that thing within yourself, and it's coming to you.
Okay.
Thank you. Does anyone else, ladies, have anything?
Yes, this is me, Debbie, and I was shuffling my deck, and Deja, thank you for calling in. I'm happy to be able to talk to you today. But I shuffled my deck, and one card popped out right away. It's the symbol for receptivity. And this shape of this symbol, I can't describe on the phone, but it looks like this gesture of putting your hands together in a prayerful position and then raising your hands up to the sky and extending your arms. And it's almost as though it's demonstrating to the universe, I'm open and willing and able to receive. I also got, I saw in my mind's eye, the other symbol was for release. And so as the others were talking, I wanted to jump in and say, yes, I got that too. It's about release, releasing some blocks or clearing the pathway. It just feels like there's some little stumbling blocks, but it's of your own making. And once those are cleared and you look at them and say, okay, I'm ready to release and let go of those, it'll clear this pathway in front of you, and it feels like the energy is going to flow so much more smoother. And the affirmation on this card says, I release any and all blocks as I am now open and willing to receive. It feels like that's just a reminder for you to keep your hands and your arms and your heart open to receive. So I think that goes nicely with what the others have said. And I don't get it. I'm not shown time frames, but I can bring that message through for you. And I hope that helps you.
It does. Do you know like how the meeting will happen? Because right now I'm in college, so I'm not really sure. That'll happen during college, but do you see how that will happen, like how I will meet her?
I'm not seeing that. I'm not seeing how you're going to meet. I do see that it will be after college, not while you're in college. Does
okay.
anyone else want to add to that?
This is Sue, and what I'm getting is that part of it, Deja, is that there's, like, I can't remember who said it, but there is some holding back, and I do think even calling on Archangel Michael, like with the last caller, to release the old things, I think that will help, because I do feel like there's a part of you that's holding back, because when will it happen is really up to you, because you create your life. You are co-creating with the universe, and the universe doesn't know what to do unless you are specific and say, well, I want to meet this person, and I'm setting the intention out there and then watching for the signs that are coming to you as to, you know, whether it's going to be in this place and this time frame and this, you know, season or whatever. But a big part of it, especially in the time that we're in now, is the universe wants to do your bidding, but you have to tell the universe exactly what it is that you're looking for. And I think there's so much of you that wants to move forward, and there's still some parts of you that are hanging on. And the card that I pulled goes right along with all of that, what everybody has said, is allow change, then learn to embrace it. And it's the embracing part that I feel like there's a little bit of holding back on your part. So that's what I'm getting.
Okay.
Hopefully that makes
okay.
sense.
Thank you.
It does.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was a great call and great answers, and all calls were great, actually.
Yes.
Let's continue with the next caller.
Okay.
Do we have, who has been waiting here?
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Janet.
Janet.
Hi, Janet.
Hi. My question for you is about relationships. Someone's just presented themselves, and it feels good. I don't know if it'll go anywhere, but even if it doesn't, what do you pick up as far as relationship for me goes coming in?
Actually, I got a little something. I'll give the girls a little bit of time. Just really quick, I've got flirtatious, flirting. Is this person very flirty?
You know what? I just started talking to him.
Is this through the internet?
Yeah.
I leave
a lot of them out.
Right. No, I understand. I'm just wondering if there's little hints coming from them.
Okay. Well, he's receptive.
Okay. Yeah, I can visually see a flirtation. You know, people are very energetic when they type on the keyboard. And so flirting isn't happening yet. It's going to happen soon. Just a lot of excitement right now.
Nice.
Thank you, Janet. I think Anne wants to say something.
Yeah, I actually feel that it's a nice person, and I have nice vibes. He's a gentle soul, and he feels good. But he has quite a lot of the backpack, so to speak. So it's like he's in the process of recovering. That's what I'm sensing. That doesn't mean he's a bad person, because he's not. And we are always trying to be, you know, non-judgmental. But he has a lot of things that he needs to work through. And he's in the position in life where he's embracing the new things that are coming in. So it's fine, but I would actually get to know him much better before I would commit to anything, if that makes sense to you.
Oh, right.
But I don't have the feeling that you will kind of rush into anything. That's not what I'm meaning. Just that he has things that he needs to work out. And it's not that it's good to know, because I think you will notice some things. For instance, with finances and some other things. But he will recover, but it's not like, don't rush into anything that will drain you of any energy, even if he's a nice soul. Yes.
Right.
Does that
right.
make sense to you?
It does. I'll definitely, we're all working on stuff, but I'll definitely be cognizant and just kind of move with caution and my eyes open. Yeah.
Yeah. But he's a gentle soul. But he's, yes. Sue? Debbie?
I was going to say, this is Debbie. I have something that I wanted to share.
Absolutely.
Janet, I'm glad that you called. And I'm glad that I can be here to add my two cents. As the others were talking, I also got a very, I got a fun feeling, really uplifting kind of excitement about something new and a relationship. What I got was that it's not, what I'm getting is that it's not going to be long term, and it's not meant to be long term, but rather this is a learning experience for you, and it's like practicing. It's practicing for the real deal, and it's meant to be fun. It's meant to be exciting, and it's meant to raise your vibration as you laugh and as you experience joy of getting to know this person. It's meant to be fun. That was the main thing. I kept hearing that it's about fun, and it's about you learning more about yourself as well. The card that popped up for you is self-knowledge. And so this is all about you discovering more things about yourself and what you will allow yourself to put up with or what you desire. It'll help you to fine-tune what it is you're looking for in a partner. That's the feeling that I got. So it's all about enjoying the present moment, savoring this and having fun, and that it will lead to something else. I mean, with another person. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that's how I view it all. Everything, for whatever reason it comes, whatever purpose, you know, I'm open to, you know, whatever it's meant to be. Yeah, whether it's just learning or going further.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a healthy way. That's a healthy approach and a very balanced approach as well. So I wish you well. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Remember that it's supposed to be enjoyable.
Yeah.
So thank you, Jen.
Online dating is enjoyable.
Yeah. And this is Sue with one last follow-up to the card I pulled was clear your space mentally and physically, but what it actually feels to me like, even though this isn't what the card says, is letting go of your expectations that this is going to go anywhere and really, just like Debbie said, be in the moment and have fun. So it totally makes sense. The clearing expectations feeling that I was getting, it totally makes sense with what Debbie was saying. So that's all I got.
That's perfect, because I do tend to overthink things, and this time I'm like, you know what, I'm just not doing that. So that makes perfect sense.
Well, let that one go, baby.
That was good. All right, Janet. Listen,
thank you
for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Take care now. Bye. So, Sissy, you want to take another phone call?
Absolutely. Go on.
Okay. Here we go. Next caller. Hang on. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. How are you?
Virginia. Oh, doing well.
Oh, Virginia.
Hi, Sonia from Virginia. Welcome. Thank you for calling in. So what can we help you with?
Thank you. I have had a few things. I'm a medium, so I've had a few things come through recently, and, you know, we like having other confirmations from other people. So I wanted to call. There's been a lot of flip-flopping and transitions going on around me recently, so anything you can add to that would be great.
Okay. So any one of you ladies having anything?
This is Sue, and it's perfect. The card I pulled is take a deep breath, because I think, Sonia, what it feels like to me is that, yeah, there's a lot of stuff coming in, and I almost feel like there's, like, you're going in a lot of different directions, and to remember to just get back to the basics. When we have a lot of things going on in our lives or a lot of things coming in and we're trying to integrate it all, it's like, oh, let's go back to basics and breathing. I always feel like just breathing in and allowing whatever the information is, allowing it to, I feel like it's coming in soft waves and just allowing it to kind of sink in and integrate with yourselves as you're just paying attention to your breath and being in the now. So I hope that helps, Sonia.
Thanks.
This is Debbie, and I just
I just pulled a card. And Sue, this is really interesting, of course, how all of these fit together beautifully. The card that popped up for you, Sonia, is centeredness. And I also got that feeling of like many distractions around you, like you're in the center, a lot is happening, and it's almost, I get the feeling, almost being disoriented, like trying to figure out what's up and what's down, that there's a lot of things throwing you off balance. And so the affirmation at the bottom of this card says, I breathe deeply to revitalize and recenter myself and move forward with steadiness. So again, it's about taking that deep breath, but it's also about getting back to your center so that you're grounded and you're pulling all of your energy back to center, so you're back into alignment so that you're steady on your feet as you're moving forward. It's almost like you do need to stop and take that deep breath, or even several deep breaths, to settle down to where you are right now. It's almost like if you continue to dash forward, you're not going to be effective. But if you pull back, take a deep breath, pull everything back into alignment and feel yourself balanced, you will be more effective and you'll feel more secure as you're moving forward and things will make more sense. It's like it will give you a finer focus on what's going on around you. So that's what I'm picking up for you, and I hope that makes some sense for you. Does that resonate with you?
Sure, that's kind of what I've just gone through.
Well, very nice. Sonia, thank you for calling. Please keep listening, and thank you. I'm going to have to take the next call. Have a good one, Sonia. Bye now.
You too.
Thank you, Sonia. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Sissy, you've got a little bit more time, you believe, for a couple more phone calls?
Absolutely. I think we have time for two or three phone calls, and then we have some short things to say. So we just keep on.
All right. So let's see who's next. Okay. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Jackie. Hi, ladies. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi. Well,
where are you calling from, love? I didn't hear that.
I'm calling from New Jersey.
New Jersey. Very good.
Yes. I've had some issues with some defiant family members holding up my mother's house, and I'm getting violations for property that I really don't have access to, and I'm just trying to see if you see anything working out or any messages are coming through to guide me through this, because enough is really enough.
Okay. I'm sure one of our ladies will jump in. Just give them a second or two. Right. Actually, I've got a quick answer for you before the girls jump in. You're getting intuitive nudges, aren't you? If you,
yes,
you
I,
know,
yes.
You know the answer. It's not one we're satisfied with, all right? One of those. You know the answer, you don't necessarily like the answer.
Could you repeat that?
So as far as your intuitive, how you're picking up on what you should do, what you're hearing, what they call intuitive nudges. Usually that comes from not only us, an inner thing inside of us. It's our own stop sign, so to speak. But then on the other aspect, you have some nudging coming from the other side. So some family members are kind of letting it be known that you're correct. You know, the one thing you're hearing that you may not agree with is what's being recommended, quite honestly. Even if you don't necessarily like it. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see if the girls are ready. Sue, are you ready, love?
Yeah. So I'm getting, hi, Jackie. I'm getting a stop down. The card I pulled is stop downplaying your greatness. And so what it feels like is there are things that where you are underestimating what you are bringing to the table. And I go along with what Sue was saying about the intuitive hits as well, but there, it goes even more than that because there's so much that you bring to the table that it's like, well, I don't, you almost feel like you don't do enough. Almost like the unworthiness feeling is coming in. And to stop that, to let that go, that's, you know, that's old news, get rid of it, let it go, get rid of it, call on Archangel Michael to clear that energy and breathe in the pure divine love to spark your spark inside and allow yourself, allow your light to shine brighter because you, it's almost like you have a, you know, the same, don't, like a, there's a basket over your lantern. It's like that. You are dimming yourself and you need to just allow yourself, your light to shine. So does that, what does that feel like, Miss Jackie?
I understand that. There's a lot of things I could do. But, you know, there is a little fear because, you know, I'm dealing with people that they like to put fake charges on me. And I absolutely hate going to court. You know, I really, like, they're emotionally disturbed. They like to make false accusations. So I try to avoid the nonsense as much as I possibly can. But at the same time, I don't like being played. And I know spiritually what I call from the universe can and will happen. So I'm very careful about what I say, or at least when I catch myself thinking and saying something in the wrong way, I immediately make a correction.
Yep. Sending love to the situation. And actually, I'm going to be really interested to see what the symbol that Debbie is coming up with, because what I've told people when I use her cards is if you can imagine the situation, whatever that is, imagine it as, you know, this cloud in front of you, or you can write the word on a piece of paper and then draw the symbol, Debbie's symbol, right over the top of it to sending energy and positive energy, obviously, to whatever that situation is. So, Debbie, I'm really curious, girl.
Hello, this is Debbie, and I've been shuffling my deck, and I love how all of this fits together. The symbol, I was shuffling the deck, the card that popped up for you, Jackie, is the symbol for truth, and it says, I see the truth in all situations to understand life. And I got, as each person was talking, I felt this pressure on my throat, and I was sensing that that was about you and about holding back on speaking your truth. And I felt pressure on my heart as well. And so I was getting that as you hold back from speaking your truth or knowing the truth about the situation, it is causing heartache. And it feels like there's some truth that's not come to the surface yet that will help clarify the situation. But I got that it was about speaking up and knowing the truth about the situation, and holding on to that and knowing, you know, the truth about the situation. Does that help explain things to you, or does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. I've been trying to get the opportunity to speak my truth.
And that's,
it just seems like, I don't know if it's timing. I don't know if it's timing. I thought I was going to get an opportunity last week to speak to a judge, and he's supposed to be making decisions in his chambers. You know, because in the meantime, while other people are doing whatever, you know, they want to do, you know, which is manipulate situations, it appears on paper as if I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right. They're redirecting the focus. And so I'm seeing the angels and your guides behind you, gently nudging you. They're not pushing, but they're gently nudging you to step up to be seen and to be heard so that you can speak up and say what needs to be said. So I feel like that I'm getting that you will have that opportunity. It may not look like it in this moment, but it does feel like things are moving in that direction. And your guides are nudging you to step forward, and I do get a door is going to open to give you that opportunity.
Okay. This
All
is
right.
very frustrating. Thank you.
Oh,
and
Jackie,
this is Sue again, and going along, I know you can't see Debbie's symbol, but even write the word truth. Imagine the situation and write the word truth with a capital T, knowing that it's divine truth. That whatever needs to come to light will.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
Okay, girls, I'm going to have to let you go, Jackie. We thank you for
yes,
your phone call.
Yes, I'd like to continue to listen, though. I really would.
Oh, of course. Well, by all means, stay on and listen to the show. Again, thank you for calling. Thank you,
Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you. So we take one more call, and we have only a few minutes. So we take a fast call who have been waiting in the queue. Sissy, do you have someone here?
Yes, we do. Go ahead. Go ahead, Sissy.
Hi, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Tina, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Tina. How are you?
Hi.
What can we help you with?
Yes, thank you for letting me be involved in this psychic party, ladies. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you.
You're welcome. I would like to ask about a relationship with Lawrence.
Okay. A relationship.
Yes.
Okay. Do you ladies have anything like a fast answer to Tina?
Nope, doesn't seem like it yet. Tina, give us
okay.
I think we're all looking for it.
Yes. Okay. I have something.
I'm ready if you want me to.
Okay, go on, Sue. You're welcome.
Okay. So, hi, Tina. What I'm getting, the card I pulled is realign your thoughts to match your desires. So what that's telling me is there's something, it's almost like a push me, pull me kind of thing where you say that you want something, but almost like your actions and your words aren't matching. So there's something that's just not come into alignment is almost the feeling that I'm getting where it's like, okay, yes, I thought I wanted that, but no, I don't want that, so I'm going to clear that energy out and kind of, okay, refocus myself and really focus on what it is that you do want that truly is making your heart sing. And it goes to the feelings and emotions that you want, not all of the everything, the exterior stuff, but the truly what is your heart feel like in a relationship. So there's my fast response, Miss Tina.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you have anything to add?
Hello, this is Debbie. You have such wonderful energy. You brought so much light in as you were calling in. You made all of us laugh, and I just see so much bright light around you. And I'm sure that you attract a lot of people to you, or people are attracted to this bright light, this bright energy that you have. But I do get that
And I saw the symbol for a beacon of hope. And so it's about you standing bright and being seen and being seen accurately. And it did feel like, I do agree with that pushing, pulling kind of feeling, but it's like you're shining brightly at saying, notice me, come to my energy, but then it's almost like people can only get so far, and then you've got your hand up, like, oh, wait a second, I've got to double check everything before I let you in. So I do get that there's some balancing or rebalancing or something to release to continue to move forward, but I just see you shining so brightly. I just have to repeat that because you just have lovely, lovely energy.
Thank you. So do you.
Oh yes. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in. And thank you, Debbie and Sue and Sissy. So we're going to wrap it up a bit. And I'm going to do some short announcements. And then we let our psychic beautiful guests here tell something very fast about themselves again and how you can connect with them. So next episode with Soul Sisters show will be on Thursday, August 16th, because we take a short break for 2 weeks. And we will discuss drama, creating an emotional connection and attachment to negativity. How can you understand the patterns of drama in your life? Part two. If you didn't listen to part one, you can find that on psychictalk.net/soulsisters, and you scroll down to the show that we had on the 12th of July. Next upcoming show here on Psychic Talk Radio is on Sunday, July 29th. It is with an episode of Caressing Your Soul with host Natalie Anderson. She's an animal communicator, and you want to bring on your pets if you have any, and call in for reading. She will be on 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. London. And you can keep yourself updated on any of our shows here on psychictalk.net/upcoming or psychictalk.net/summer. If you want to reach out to Sue Schumacher or myself, you can find us on our host pages as psychictalk.net/Sue. Or psychictalk.net/Anne. So, ladies and Sue, are there anything you want to tell the listeners before the show ends? Sissy?
Sure. I'm here.
Oh, wrong Sue.
I'm off in a daze listening to you. Go ahead, Sue.
You might have to say
Sue
last
Sue?
Names. Is it me? Yet? No. Okay.
Sorry.
Too many Sue's.
Sorry
okay.
About that.
That's okay. Thank you so much, ladies. This has been a lot of fun. And for anybody that wants to get a hold of me, the easiest thing to do, you could go to my website, which is SueBroome.com, or you can find me on Facebook Sue Broom is another way, or Angel Talk with Sue, and you can find out all about me and follow me that way. And thank you so much. I really appreciate it. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you,
okay.
Sue. Debbie?
And this is Debbie. Hello. I just wanted to add that I've made reference to a lot of the symbols and a lot of the cards that I've pulled throughout the show. I want to remind people that on my Facebook page, I have been posting one card a day along with the affirmation and inspirational message. So if you want to look up what your symbol looks like, if I did a reading for you today, you can go to my Facebook page, which is Zebu Angelic Symbols, and you can scroll through those. I'm about 3/4 of the way through an 88-card deck. And if you would like to get your own deck, that you can purchase through my Etsy shop, and that is www.etsy.
Okay.
Oh,
thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Yes. Love you.
Thank you.
If we didn't have a chance to take your call, please call in the next show or any other of our shows. Bye.
Thank you so
Bye
much.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.